on. This is the last item on the agenda. Who has general discussion that they would like to comment on? I see Don McIsaac and Jim Anderson. Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. We haven't heard anything on the call here today about reopening of fishing, and I don't think it's appropriate that we get into any detail on that here at this call. I understand there has been some thinking. We still have some public comments or public comment periods, I understand, coming up. I know things are very fluid with regard to what's happening in the governor's thinking, as well as what's happening out there in the state. And so nobody knows for sure what's going to happen on May 5th or when there will be an announcement on May 5th. We have delegated to the director to take care of emergency things and in emergency regulations. And the clam, razor clam thing is an obvious example that we talked about when we passed that motion as something that would be an emergency situation. The only thing I would bring up is that if it turns out that there's a situation that's not necessarily an emergency, but that there is some possibilities of policy level decision making going on of significant nature. When we passed that motion, we talked about very significant policy measures do come under the purview of the full commission, not a subset of the commission, but the full commission, and that it would be appropriate that the full commission be involved in that. So as an example, if the governor is silent to the whole world of fishing and hunting regulations and leaves it up to the agency to make a wise choice, if there was a choice, for example, to keep things blanket closed for a long period of time, I don't know that that would be an emergency thing that wouldn't have the commission be consulted on. Or there's probably an extreme on the other end as well. So, you know, I'm not looking for any discussion of any kind of details because there's too many unknowns. But if it gets into some of these outside areas where there can be a significant policy decision that's being made to implement either silence or direction from the governor, I would hope everybody would hear what I'm saying.
Does anybody want to respond to Don's comment? Okay. Are there further comments under general discussion? Director or Amy, I see at least the director's face is on the screen now. Did you want to add anything?
Well, I heard Don's comments as well, and there are a lot of gears in motion on that. We have a lot of internal planning going on, teams figuring out options for opening, coordinating closely with the governor's office, with our sister agencies, with local officials. As you know, we had a group of outside of our stakeholders in last week that gave us their input on how to go about reopening. I would say, but you're right, there are way too many moving parts. What I thought I would announce to you yesterday morning we had announced today was different by afternoon and was different again by this morning. So things are rapidly evolving. But at the highest level, we are actively looking aggressively for how we can open opportunity as soon as we can in a way that's helpful and not confusing to the public. And we think if there's no further direction from the governor's office, we will tell folks what we plan to do sometime next week, I think. Right now, we're just trying to make sure we don't. If you get out a confusing message or start changing your message, it creates more of a problem than the problem that we're creating now by not talking about it. So as of right now, we are close to May 4th. We are actively looking for every way to open beyond that as quickly as we can. And we should have some information next week, I would hope. Well, we will give you that update next week on where we're at with that.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Director Sisland. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about in general discussion? Understanding that if there isn't anybody who wants to say something, we're going to adjourn this meeting.
Vice Chair Baker, this is Nikki.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I just want to swing around about the question about minutes. I did not post them intentionally. We have a meeting in 2 weeks, so I figured they could both be posted then, and they could get approved then.
Thanks for that, Nikki. Anything else? All right, you know what, and I'm sitting here looking at this picture of Tess Wendell. It's a very pretty photograph of you, Tess. Whether we stick with Zoom or not, I appreciate the amount of work that you've done to help us with this transition.
Sure thing. And it's been a pleasure getting to learn a little bit more about the commission and all the big things that are on your plate. So I know that you are in the hands of good DFW staff. I've had a few side conversations about teams, and I know they've been sitting in on other state meetings trying to figure out the best way to move forward. So I'm sure it will all get hammered out in the next month. And yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
My guess is you guys are pretty busy too.
But yeah, been happy to support. And like Nikki said, we are also, you know, still under contract, I think, through the end of June. So depending on how things go, we can be plugged in.
Anything further from anybody at all? All right. Okay, then go off and enjoy your Friday. This meeting of the April 24th Fish and Wildlife Commission is adjourned.